Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Ray, I asked you to talk to us a little bit about where the Supreme Court is and where the Congress is on student debt. Just for background, let's talk about where the Supreme Court is. They have in front of them this case from Missouri. Is that correct?
Right, that's correct. And that's going to decide whether or not Biden's executive order giving forgiveness to millions of borrowers, that it's probably going to cost around $400 billion, which is what the estimate is, of student loan forgiveness of either $10,000 or $20,000if the borrower ever received Pell grants. So we'll know by June 30th whether or not that executive order goes through. And right now, actually, the Senate is taking up a proposal to ban Biden's loan forgiveness program, even if it does survive the court challenge. So that should be interesting, although Biden has vowed to veto that legislation anyway. So,
okay. But the Supreme Court is yet to decide on that. But they have agreed to take the case, right? They will decide on that, correct?
Oh, yes, absolutely. So they've already heard oral arguments. That was back in February, and we should have the actual opinion released no later than June 30th. And payments, no matter what the outcome, are due to restart 60 days after the publishing of that opinion. So that puts us right at August 30th.
I don't want to get in the weeds in that, but I read a piece, and you've spoken about it much on this show. The piece I saw a week ago or so said that Missouri doesn't have standing. They're not injured by this. Maybe MOHELA, this debt service agency is, but it's none of Missouri's business, at least goes the argument. Do you have any thoughts about that?
Yes, I agree. The standing issue is kind of a complex kind of legalese argument about whether or not they have the right to challenge this executive order, whether or not they actually will incur an injury if the executive order is allowed to go through. And there's a very good argument that they do not have standing. And the case really does turn on standing, because if the court agrees that they do not have standing, then there's really no way for them to challenge this. And that means that the loan forgiveness program will survive. So it will be interesting to see.
The Supreme Court will decide, and it's possible they will say that the president does have the authority, and that, in fact, $10,000 or $20,000 for some people of student debt will be forgiven. Regardless of that, though, this package that the president and the House have agreed on says that student loan debt has to be paid starting in 60 days once this legislation is signed, right?
That's correct. And so that's kind of a separate thing. But I think what they're doing is they're basically underlining that payments are going to restart as soon as this legislation goes through, which is the deal on raising the debt ceiling, that payments on federal student loans will restart 60 days afterwards. So pretty much if you have federal student loans, you can count that payments will be due again in late August or early September.
And maybe the Supreme Court and the world will say, but we're going to forgive $5,000, $10,000, $20,000 of your student debt. Hooray. But if there's any left over, or if they don't, no matter what, if you owe, whatever the calculation is, forgiveness or not, you're going to have to start paying at the first of the fall.
Exactly. Which I think is going to be kind of a strange transition for people, because look, it's been 3 years since anybody has had to make any federal student loan payments, and people are really used to not having to make payments. And I'm hearing a lot of people who are just in complete denial and who really believe that all federal loans are going to be forgiven. So there's a lot of misinformation out there. So it is important that people understand, if you have federal student loans and you, let's assume that Biden loan forgiveness does not survive, if you have any balance, you are going to have to start making payments again, because you don't want to default on your federal student loans, because there are so many good options. You just have to know kind of, you know, how to access them.
Mm-hmm. I have not been accruing interest on those loans in the last 3 years, have I? It's all frozen, right?
That's correct. Yes. So interest has been frozen for this
this whole period. So your loan balance should not have grown. And there's also some confusion about whether or not people have federal loans or private loans. So that's not the case for private loans. But if you have federal loans, no interest has been accruing. They've just been frozen for these 3 years. And that was to give people relief because of the COVID pandemic.
Mm-hmm. My son went to school during the pandemic and his loans were frozen or whatever. We haven't seen a piece of paper about that. Is somebody going to find us? Are they going to tap us on the shoulder at the end of the summer and go, okay, you owe $300 this month? Is that what happens?
Yes. So if you're unclear, a really good resource is to go to studentaid.gov to create your own account with your own name, your own social security number, your own date of birth. That's the site that's run by the Department of Education. And if you have any federal student loans, they will populate in there. So oftentimes it's a good idea for the borrower to create their own username and password at studentaid.gov and for the parent who, you know, likely was the parent plus borrower to also go ahead and create your account at studentaid.gov, and that way you'll have an idea of who owes what in terms of federal loans. If you have federal loans, they will show up in there, and you should be able to see who the servicer is, mm-hmm. and then you can contact that servicer and find out, hey, what is my payment, and when is the payment date?
One last thing, Ray. You've talked a lot about this radio station about converting or finding a way to be eligible for forgiveness. Is it too late now for people to do whatever they need to do to get forgiveness?
No, absolutely not. So one of the other executive orders that the Biden administration issued is really interesting. It's called the one-time ITR account adjustment. And this is providing millions of dollars in loan forgiveness, where both for people who work in the private sector and people who work in the public sector, meaning if you're a public school teacher or you're a fireman or a police officer, we're able to get your loans credit for all of the years where you might not have even been making payments, but you were working full-time in the public sector. So if you are somebody out there and you have old federal student loans, we can oftentimes, under this new particular executive order, get them forgiven or get you much closer to getting them forgiven all in one fell swoop. So it's actually really exciting because this is providing a lot of forgiveness for people who just were really frustrated that, you know, we hear these stories all the time that they took out loans in the 90s or the early, you know, 2000s, and they've just been growing and growing, and these things are never going to go away. Well, there is a process that you have to follow, and of course, we can help you with that, and that's what we do. But there is a process to be followed where you can have your entire loan balance wiped out or get you much, much closer. So instead of having to pay another 10 years, maybe it's only another year or two and then forgiven.
Got a text message from a listener a little while ago who said, contact Ray. We're so glad we did. They didn't brag about how much money you saved them. They usually do, Ray, but they were just saying what you said. It can be complicated. Let these people who know what they're doing do it, and you'll be glad you did. Financialrelief.com is Ray's website, financialrelief.com. Ray Kaplan, Kaplan Law Firm. Okay, Ray, that helps us out today. We'll be in touch.
Great, John. Thanks so much.